Yeah, we rolling.
Welcome to the Overrated Truth. I am your host, Mahoney Ship. And that crackling and snackling you say you hear in the background, that is my good friend.
Crackling.
My co-host, my brother, my main man, Mr. Good Luck.
Hey, what's up with that lady?
For the conscious listener, let me be the one to tell you that it is very healthy.
Yes.
It's what, 40, 70% less fat?
40% less fat. Uh-huh.
And he's going to do what the fuck he wants to do anyway, so shut the fuck up.
That's it. No more. No more of them. I'm not even going to let you. No. I'm just saying. I don't want to let you do that to yourself. Oh, yeah, for sure. And if y'all want to know what it is, y'all know they come over here. They won't. You ain't cooked. You ain't had no snacks. Man. So I had some Ritz cracker bites. They're like cracker chips, sour cream and onion. And I got the little individual party pack. Because if you get that bag, I'm telling you right now, you're going to eat that whole thing. Man. So save yourself.
Tell me they come in a box? Full box?
No, they come in a full bag, like a chip bag. Oh. Why would you do that? You want me to kill myself.
What was the shit, the lanes? You can't just eat one?
You can't just eat one of them.
That shit fire.
Them things so good, like,
I wasn't prepared because I didn't read the bag. I said Ritz. It said Ritz. Oh, I like Ritz. A little bag of Ritz.
Right.
And then when
a little bag of Ritz.
Oh, when I ate, I was not ready for the sour cream and onion.
Right. And then you sour cream and onion on top. Ritz crackers, you can eat a whole roll by themselves off top.
Off top.
Off Ritz.
Top 10 best snacks ever.
That shit fire.
And I'll slap you if you disagree. First of all, it's no debate. I'm not even going to get into
First
a debate.
Of all, no debate.
Right. Those in the club crackers,
what?
I will kill you.
The crackers.
I will take my earrings off.
Keep them saltines.
And punch you in your face. You going to sit up here and crackers. Tell me that them not fire? You're a liar and you're ugly and you don't own nice things. That's how I feel. So stay out my DMs talking about, they overrated.
Club crackers.
Your weenus is overrated.
Oh, shit.
Is this okay?
Sorry. This Sorry.
How we
Sorry. And also with me.
You know what's bad about overrated penis? Because that means somebody said it was rated it high, and somebody was like, no, it was not.
It's not.
It's not good.
It's not. You know what's bad? Is like if somebody, ooh, this is
But overrated
sound.
Don't necessarily mean bad, does it?
No, it doesn't mean it's you hype me up.
Yeah, but then again, like, you don't want to be like, you think cool?
I mean,
like if somebody said that, like, I mean, no, for real. Trust me, look, your pussy is good. It's good.
It's for what it is. It's cool.
It's what it is.
For what
That's
it
the
is.
Most backhand
for what it is.
Like,
it's cool.
It's cool. Like it showed up. It did what it was supposed to do. You know,
it took dick.
It took dick.
We
I mean,
5 minutes into the show.
It took dick. It did what it was supposed to do. I mean, yum, yum, yum. I nutted, but right. But mom, I did the shaky hand for all y'all that can't see.
I want to have anybody ever heard that directly? Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, I mean, your pussy cool. You know,
I've probably said that not knowing what I was saying in my younger days.
Not in like an anger or a clowning kind of way. Like on a serious, like a conversation. Because in my younger days, I would lie. Like if any girl ever asked me that I was having sex with in my younger days, and they asked me about sex, I'd be like, man, that shit fire.
The lie.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure she probably lied to me too about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like about a lot of shit I was doing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sure like, you don't get to the level of, mouth supremacy without like going through.
Wait. We're not mouth just going to act like mouth supremacy didn't just happen in this. Okay,
what I'm saying is you can't get to that level without a lot of, you gotta fail first.
We fall down.
Yeah, you know, that's what he was talking about in the song.
Yeah. But, no. Hit my ass. I went straight to hell with you. Yeah, wait. No.
That's what he was talking about in this song.
Right, yeah.
No, but that's kind of embarrassing. I don't know anybody ever told somebody like, no, this shit was good. I mean, it was good. It was good.
Yeah,
good.
Right.
I give it a C. That's a passing grade.
But you know what? You know what? Wait, we have to let Lays get his intro off. We coming right back to that. We are also here with my man, my brother, my right hand. Well, he's on my left right now. But the man, Lays.
It's a C.
It's a C.
Oh, shit. That's passive.
It's a C. It's
people have went to college with a C, with C average.
Ricky Baker, nigga.
I know. Right.
People have went on to do great things with a C average.
Ricky Baker had a C, nigga.
So now you're right. Now your pussy too good for a C.
All right.
It's Mr. Humble Arrogant, a.k.a. James St. Fat Dick. I will tell you the truth, then ghost on you, a.k.a. I am the gun to the bullet. Remember that.
Pang, pang. Pew, pew. No, I'm pew, pew.
Do she be hearing this?
Yes. Yeah, she listens faithfully. Pew, pew. Everybody gonna die. Go ahead. Finish.
A.K.A. Young Alexander Hoeneel.
Hoeneel.
A.K.A. All my bitches used to bake, but now all my bitches got LLCs.
Cha-ching. Oh,
cha-ching, cha-ching.
Okay.
Mahoney, you know what you forgot?
When?
You forgot your new AKA.
Oh, I was going to leave it at the outro, but I give it to you now. It's me, your girl, Mahoney, ZKA, because I'm a Zeta, you know.
Got it.
ZKA.
What the fuck?
Thyra Banks.
Thyra
Banks, you know what I'm saying?
I like that. Yeah. Thyra Banks.
Thyra Banks.
Oh, my God.
ZKA, Seductive Shea Butter. You know what I'm saying? All right, boom.
How was y'all Valentine's Day? Let's start with that.
Honey?
Look. I got up in the morning, went to the grocery store, got some popcorn. Made myself some turkey tacos, sat on this here couch, and I watched Judas and the Black Messiah. I watched Malcolm and Marie. Okay. And,
your emotions was on an uproar.
Bruh.
Those two movies back to back.
Yeah. I was like, why would I even do this to myself? So let me find some fuckery, and I rounded it out with a good Housewives. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Right, good Atlanta Housewives, and got right back down to reality. Because right. I was like, well, what did I just do to myself?
Right, right.
Why would I even? Why would I
talking
even
about emotional roller coaster. Jesus. Right.
I was on a hemo.
Brother Luck, how was yours?
I had an amazing Valentine's Day. My beautiful fiance, she had a lot of things set up, so she didn't let me really plan things because she had things planned out.
Aww.
You know, and so what I did, I thought I enjoyed, which I, as a man, 40-year-old man, which I think all men should do starting from a young age, I've never professionally got a manicure and pedicure before.
Yeah,
and
she took you to the man cave.
She sent me to one. Like it's
that's my place.
It's black owned, uh-huh. Hammer and nails. She sent me to the man cave. And it was super dope. Like it was my first time ever. And it's just the place is super nice. It's owned by Michael Elliott, right? Michael mm-hmm. Elliott, the director, mm-hmm. producer and director, and screenwriter. And it was just dope. I was talking to the lady who at the front desk. Letting her know it's my first time and stuff like that. And I was saying how men, a lot of time, I'm sure I'm not the only one, very insecure about, you know, going to like a salon or something, like whatever to get your, whatever you get, the nail shop, stuff like that to get your hands and feet done, if anything. And then a lot of men, I'm sure, don't even do pedicures because they think that, you know, the hyper-masculine kind of like, you know, I'm a man, I don't, you know what I mean?
I'm not supposed to do that, which is silly so
shit.
Stupid.
It's silly shit, right? And so all these, but I told her, I said, you know, I was always insecure about, you know, going into a nail shop or something like that. Nothing but women around. You feeling like you judged. You're not comfortable. Me being a first timer, that was definitely the thing for me, which is the reason why after so many years, once I got into my adult stage And though I had friends, who would go and do that, at that point, I'm like, well, you kind of like insecure about it. You know what I mean? Yeah, you feel judged a lot of times. And then, so when she told me she got that for me for a gift, she said, yeah, I found one. It's black owned and it's for men. It's, you know, it's essentially like a man cave where they don't buy hammer and nails. So they do everything. They got a barbershop in the front. They do facials now. They do manicures, pedicures with all the kind of treatments and all the shit, tea tree oil, the honey shit, all that. They do all that. And it's super dope because in the back room, they got like each chair got its own TV, flat screen TV, your own remote control headphones. If you want to like a shot of like scotch, whiskey or something like that, or you want a beer or a drink, or they got just water, sparkling water. Got that for you. It's low lit. It's real nice. It was about three guys in there when I went. It was like two guys sitting across from me, and one guy just got the chair across from me. And they were chopping it up. I was there by myself, so I was just really talking to the lady. You know, it was cool, though. It was super dope. I think more men should, especially younger men. I'm older. I'm old now, but my young guys who
older. Feel...
Older. Older. Sorry, I'm older. But my young guys and, you should... First of all, you should always take care of the narrative ain't being put out there too much. You should always take care of your hands and your feet, period. You know what I mean? Yeah. As a man, you should always take, because, you know, women, first of all, women like the all of you, not just the part your toxic ass be thinking they just like.
Right.
You know what I mean? Women like the all of you. When you're in it, but like, just like when she walks out the room or walks to the bathroom to go get the towel, you look at her whole entire body and you judge her when you see if she got her toes in the open toes, heels, whatever. You looking at her feet and all that. Yeah, women looking at you the same way when you at home.
You know what? If anybody wants to send me there, before I take myself, my email is.
Come on now. DJ, let's start this bidding more.
DJLazyBTheGreat@gmail.com.
You better put it out there.
And if you just want to cash out me the money, you want to do the research and just cash out me the money, you can just Apple Pay me, Cash App, Venmo.
However it gets you there.
Well,
and you're going to love it, bro. I'm serious, like on some real shit.
I'm down to.
I'm going to do a monthly. You know what I do? I'm going to do
monthly.
I'm doing a monthly. Uh-huh. I'm paying a membership, and with monthly, I get stuff like two free treatments and discounts on products and things like that. And I also get a guest pass where I can take a guest. So I'll take first time. Do you know if you want to keep doing it?
I'm in.
So we'll do that. It's cool, bro. They got TV. We can chop it up.
Like, let me tell you something. You have yet to recommend anything that I didn't like.
I am a good recommender. I'm a good recommender.
You've yet to fail me.
So. I am a good recommender. But I think all men, but you know, to top it off, not to hog up all of Valentine's Day time.
Except that time you told me to get a leopard skin condom, didn't quite. But that's a whole different story.
But wild times, though. Wild times, though. but I had an amazing time, though. She did that for me, man. That was super dope. We obviously hung out, went to brunch, went to dinner. We did all that things, man. But I thought for me, that was new for me. I understand a lot of guys probably do that. Or a lot of women probably do that for their men, but that was the first time for me. I loved it. You know, my queen, she always was super dope about her. She always buy me gifts or get me things that I need. Like,
that's
you know what I mean?
Man.
Every time she gives me something.
That's love.
It's love. It is.
Knowing
love.
Your partner, communicating. You know what?
Yeah, she like, oh, she
get
said.
Get me a Chaz 21.
Because she said she been hearing me mention it. Like, she been hearing me talk about, like, I need to go, but I don't want to go to where you go get your, you know, all y'all in there, women in there and all that stuff. Like, you know, I was hella insecure about that. I'm just keeping it 1,000. So I feel good that you got essentially like a boys club where you can go be comfortable and let your hair down. And you know what I mean? And everybody respect it because it is what it is.
Let your hair down.
Yeah, thank you, Queen. Thank you. You know, Chastity, she's super dope. My best friend. She always taking care of me. So I had an awesome Valentine's Day, I must say. What about you, Lazy? You do anything exciting?
I did everything and nothing at all.
Oh, explain that, please. Explain that.
I didn't do anything. I really just chilled, just kicked it at the crib. Let's see. What did I do?
What'd you give Leonce?
Chilling is underrated.
It's so underrated.
So underrated.
You know,
Valentine's Day sound awesome, too.
Right.
Popcorn, some good movies in, your plants and your decor. For the people who don't know, Mahoney's Palace... Not the palace, but it is a palace.
It is a palace.
No, this is not palace. This is her palace.
It's an extension of.
No, but Mahoney's. First of all, I love Mahoney's Digs. I love her apartment. She got a beautiful plants lined up. It's so dope and it's so comfortable and so relaxing that So I'm thinking with the popcorn, with the plants over there, you got maybe
candles.
Oh, candle. You may have, you may crack through. Something like, oh, coming through the thing. Good movie on a good flat screen. You got options. Apple TV. You got the Hulu going. Got all the different.
I have all the apps. Right?
He got all the apps. Man, it sounds like a wonderful time.
Absent ambiance. You have it.
I told y'all before, I want you to walk in and be like, I could give a dick here.
I could give a dick here.
There are definitely warm, comfortable, fluffy towels.
Niggas have walked in a project basement and said the same thing.
No. They it's definitely... different. No. No, listen. You're taking your socks off. That's what I'm saying.
See, okay. Like, now, that's another level.
I'm getting all the way next
That's year. Another level. That's another level. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to crack my toes.
let me ask you, do y'all as women ever, now we talk about, let me take you back to younger, the younger us, because older us should have experienced all these things.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But the younger us, did that mean kind of like opposite of what it meant to us as far as like, did you notice a guy take off everything? Like, was that a thing, like a different level of like,
you know what? We used to laugh at that. Mm-hmm. All the time and be like, oh, wow, he took off. Like, oh, he don't really take off his socks. He ain't comfortable. Like, stupid. And then we would joke and be like, oh, girl, he took his socks off. He like you. Like, we used to be like, and we were being funny. But then we started looking like, wait a minute. Did the nigga take his socks off?
See? Like.
That's where it goes.
Right.
It's it's a different kind of level of comfortable.
That's your young, that's a different type of comfortable. Yeah. And you do start realizing that, like, when a dude just be like, oh, yeah, I can show this girl my feet, it's different. Because men, I don't know what it is about feet and men. They'll be like,
they don't.
Like, no. No, I've even seen niggas in the shower tuck their toes. Like,
oh, shit.
Pull them up, and I'm like,
niggas is cramping his whole.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Or, like, get right out and put socks back on immediately. Like,
before draws and everything.
Right, like, you just not.
Socks before draws.
It's like, oh, I noticed the weirdest things, and I think that's just.
But one thing you have to be leery of, who the guy who puts on the tank top. Before anything, because I'm trying to erase the wife beater from my name, my thought process when I explain tank top, right? The guy who puts on the tank top before the draws.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's a little different.
That's weird. That's so weird for me. And like,
have I ever did that?
No, you know what? You know what? I also noticed. I'm like, ugh, this nigga is nasty, and he's trying to. The nigga that puts on the boxers and the jeans at the same time.
That's a psychopath.
That slide up.
That's a psychopath.
I'm like, she's trying to not show you something.
Yeah, I'm like, what you trying to? That's weird. You gonna re-put?
You gonna re-smash?
Like, what are you? Why you throw all
that worked?
All?
And then that worked.
Right.
But,
and he really did sniff it. I hate that they pointed that out because every time. Okay, so Boys in the Hood is playing in the background, freak, huh? And it's the part where Trey is sick of this shit. And when he got down on them knees and got by that monkey, he really did go. And I hate that whoever that is on IG that pointed that out, because I see it every time now. Like,
you can't unsee it.
God damn it, Trey. God damn it, Cuba.
He been on his bullshit.
Right. He been on his shit. And then hit her with the lip bite.
Right.
He was fucking.
It worked.
Boom. But you ever?
Did we talk about his Valentine's Day? You said you chilled, and then we stopped.
What he said, and then we kept going.
Okay.
Y'all ever saw the patterns to some toxic? No, we got to go back to that C conversation because we jumped from that. Like, damn, somebody say, it's cool. It's all right. We lost the luster in that. Okay, I'm bringing back
or,
to this.
Or. Not even not in that way, because that way is kind of like, what about the guy who's not trying to hurt your feelings or not trying to, like, he's being honest, but he's trying to make it, he's trying to brighten it up. Because if a guy said, oh, it's all right, he's trying to be a little disrespectful too, though.
Right, he's trying to hurt your feelings.
Now, even if he's honest, he's still trying to hurt your feelings.
What
about the guy who's not trying to hurt your feelings, but he's honest? So he's like, trust me, it's good. It's good. Like,
No. It's good.
It's good.
No, it's good. That's good. It's good. No.
It's good. Yes. I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah.
Look, trust anybody would like it. I think anybody like it.
No, not anybody. You're not gonna anybody me, sir.
That's like I'm gonna say, oh, go get a second reference. Like get a second reference.
No, what I was gonna say before I brought it back to this is, you ever found yourself like talking to when you were singular, singular, just by yourself, and you know you out here living your life. You saw yourself with, you saw all the signs of toxic, but you still wanted to know what that shit do.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Unequivocally. Yes.
Yeah. Because, yes. You know what? Because we always, not, I'm sorry, not first of all, not always. We won't always do anything. Not in that case, not myself. But we tend to separate, remove, like, kind of like separate sex from, like, the person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like it's just an act. And then once you're in that act and out of that act, then it's done. Mm-hmm. Right. But not realizing there's things that come with that act. You know what I mean? It's like we look at sex like it's this separate thing. Right. But it's the thing that two people are sharing and doing.
Right.
So once you explore that area, you open the essentially Pandora's box for whatever comes with. Mess with me and mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But dudes and women a lot of times, like people use, I'm only using this because it's pop culture and the metaphor is what it is. So people look at Future like he's this womanizing guy, right? This womanizing guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is people would know what they, okay, think they know what they know about Future, right? But let's just assume. People would know what they know about a Future, and then knowing all that, you can know that he may be not good for you, for what you may want for yourself, but you're so intrigued by maybe, or intrigued by maybe the lust part in it, or the lifestyle in it of what that means, then you'll do it. You'll go in and do it. But you can't separate that from the person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we'll risk it, right? I mean, we got the same sayings, right? Crazy girl got the best pussy.
It's true.
Right? They say crazy girl got the best pussy. And knowing a girl will stab you in the fucking eye, you'll still fuck with her to see what that pussy do.
This is true.
You know what I mean? And when does your own mental peace, your own peace of mind jump in front of your sexual desires?
Yep.
When you
does
grow
it do
up,
that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to.
When it happens when you can't deal with that shit no more, and it's like, look, I can't keep. I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah, after like, you've been sent through the ringer,
right? Yeah. After you,
you're gonna go through the, like, you know the shit that you've been through. You're gonna keep going through. It's like, bro, how much time do I got to keep going through this stupid psychopathic bullshit?
And what happens a lot of times is you tell yourself, you and her or her and him, however it goes, right? You guys tell yourself that it's an attraction there. Sometimes, what's it called? What's the saying? When it's trauma bonding, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's trauma bonding, right? Where we maybe we got some things we haven't dealt with in our own life, going through some shit, and then we find a connection in that. And then we tell ourselves, sometimes we tell ourselves, it's love. It's meant to be. Oh, you're my crutch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really, and really, I get the sentiment sometimes of somebody being a crutch for you, but not with the intention of using them as a crutch. Like, my fiance should be able to lean on me whenever she needs to lean on me, right? But she shouldn't look to me
to be everything.
To be a fucking crutch just to lean on all the time. You know what I mean? Okay. But if she fall, I should be able to catch her all the time. You dig what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So, but some people look to people to be that, especially sociopaths a lot of time, where they look to just abuse you. Like a sociopath would try to abuse the shit out of an empath.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And, you know, when people start trauma bonding and shit like that and finding that kind of common connection between each other, we'll tell each other that we need to draw closer to that when technically you need to be separating yourself.
You need to separate the fuck out of that. This is true. You need to get out of that situation.
And then that's why a lot of times you have to be bigger than your sexual desires. You gotta be able to control it. You gotta be able to know when that's not right for you or her. Like even with men, a lot of times, men and women, I can't speak for men, right? Even for men, we have to know when we may come across somebody that's hurting or broken, or we might be broken also, right? First of all, a broken man would take him as a guy who would do this at first. We need to stop trying to essentially abuse the weakness in people. Like you find a girl that you feel is maybe broken or got some shit going on, right? And then you come in essentially taking advantage of that, right?
Yeah, because broke people break people.
You know what I'm saying? Like you go in and you take advantage of that. And when sometimes you know that that's not what she needs, she don't need you to be trying to put your sexual desires on Front Street, not caring about her mental space.
Correct. Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where men, where you get these fucked up ass men out here, and then to some woman, he may be fine, or he may got money, or he may fit your check boxes with physical shit, right? But you see all the signs of like somebody who needs therapy, somebody who's super damaged, and somebody that really don't need to be dating nobody.
Need to find themselves before they do anything else to anybody else. Need to love themselves before they love anybody
else.
We'll
cross that line.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. Because if we want to see what it do a lot of times. And sometimes it don't be sexual. Sometimes people just want to fix you because they think they can.
You know what?
And women have that bad. Women have that bad, like, I can fix him or I can be different for him. Like, no, he has to have that desire to want to change. It's nothing you can do that's going to make him be different.
It's got to be a name for that.
I forgot what it's called.
It sound like hero syndrome. I made that up, but I'm pretty sure it's something.
It's like a hero worship thing, but that's when somebody, you're at a vulnerable state, and somebody does something nice for you, and then you latch on to them.
And you're like,
they love me. And it's like, no, they were just being nice.
It's like fix a nigga, fix a bitch. Like, yeah. Like, everybody, not everybody, but it's that thing of, oh, I can fix him, or I can rebuild him. I can make him be what I... You can't build somebody to be what you want them to be. Like, that's not what it is. And that happens a lot. People would be like, I can mold him to be this, or I can help.
You can't mold anybody to be what you... They have to have that in them already, and the desire and the want and all of that. Like, that is so stupid to me.
But you see people... You see and know people that do that shit all the time.
Oh, hero syndrome or hero complex.
Hero complex.
So now this definition, it doesn't say it here, but it can be used the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It says... the hero syndrome or hero complex describes the behavior of a person seeking heroism or recognition, usually by creating a harmful situation to objects or a person which they can resolve. And it says it's when someone strives to be the hero of a situation. They say no matter the situation or the odds, they want to be the ones that save the day. So a person can do that with a person going through something. Yep. Right? And sometimes they may be part of the reason that you're even going through what you're going through, playing my games, manipulation, trickery, to try to fix her.
For you.
Yeah.
You see how your other friends don't really, but then I come through and be like,
man,
yeah.
That's like a nigga beating your ass then paying for the hospital bill. Like, see, I took care of you, but he don't want to put you in there.
Right.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like he did it, but. I mean, he did pay for it. Like, no,
right, he takes care of me. Yeah. He takes care of me. He makes sure I got a roof over my head. Stuff like that. But it's funny that you mentioned Future. A few things just while we on that topic. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all saw Boosie talking about Lori Harvey.
Yeah, I did.
How do y'all feel about that? For those of you don't know, I'm going to just say go to the Shade Room. Go to the Vlad interview first. And Lil Boosie was on there and he had some very strong opinions about Lori Harvey. And I don't want to get into it because we get into this all the time, like how men really have an issue with women owning their...
But we got to. We can't bounce around it because
yeah.
Because then, like, because I don't want to be aligned with Me personally, I don't want to be aligned with something a man says, and then I don't want to not shade around it because it the look of it is men tend to agree or be run away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, like you and I were talking about in the car, men need to hold other men accountable.
Yeah. Right?
So and from first of all, in short, Boosie was saying that Lori Harvey shouldn't be goals for no woman.
Right? Yeah,
she, especially for no young woman, she shouldn't be goals. And what he used the metaphor he used was, no woman that go around fucking 7-8 niggas in like the last 2 months should be goals for no young woman. Yo, and then double down on it, came back and was saying that. That's what he's saying, mm-hmm. about the double down. Came back like, I don't care how y'all was raised, y'all know, you know your daughters. You know you shouldn't want your daughters to be raised like Lori Harvey. So here's the thing. How I feel about it on record, this is the first time I ever spoke about it. So one thing first, let's say first of all I disagree. Mm-hmm. And I think it was rude. I think it was disrespectful as fuck. I think a nigga like that should just shut the fuck up.
He has a bad habit of talking shit
and then
that
double
don't...
down and thinking he writing for shit, because what happens is cats like Boosie have a very old school way with how they was raised, and we know a lot of times the way we were raised were fucked up.
Mm.
And completely wrapped in fucking misogynistic ways and all this toxic masculine bullshit
and
about especially with
hyper masculine and
so you can't and it's not your place, first of all. So I completely disagree with him. That's piece of shit talk. I'm not a piece of shit nigga. I don't have piece of shit talk. Second thing is, who in the fuck know what the hell Lori Harvey got going on?
Nobody.
Right. How do we know that she's...
That's what kills me. Nigga, can you... are you willing to put your life on the line? Nigga, would you die right now to say you know for a fact that she fucked 6, 7, 8, 10, 20, however niggas you think in the last couple of months, like you said? Are you willing to bet your life on that?
No, he ain't.
Like, so... You speaking as if facts, as if it was facts.
Like you just automatically know.
Yeah, because one thing we know about niggas, Lays, yes. is that our homies be lying.
Completely.
So mm-hmm. even if you say you heard or talked to some of your celebrity friends, we know these niggas be lying. That's why we know a lot of times they be lying their little asses off.
And not for nothing, just from if you just follow a piece of like Baller Alert, Shade Room, whatever the fuck, mm-hmm. LA, whatever the shit. Last person I saw, she was with Future, and that was like over a year ago. And then now she's with Michael B. Jordan. I don't remember or recall seeing her with anybody in a couple of months span. Go ahead.
But the thing is, us in this room, we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck what she do.
I don't care what women do.
But exactly. So the thing with us is, yeah, she was with Future. She might have been with somebody, but we don't give a fuck. She could have been with somebody last week before she's like, we don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like Lux said, niggas be lying and niggas are over opinionated and they want to be this masculine. Oh, she can't do this, do that. That's not cool. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Because you can fuck 6, 7, 8 bitches in a week, but that's cool.
Yeah.
What she do with her boxes? What she do with her boxes?
Yeah,
her
time. But it's just.
I don't agree. I don't agree with you telling anybody what any of us can do, and
with our bodies.
With our body. Let's just say, which I don't really want to say. Let's just say, if we knew for a fact she had sex with 20, 30 people, so what? That's her get out.
Right.
If it was her get out, like so right. the fuck what? Like, so what? I don't understand why these dudes got these women name in their mouth in the first place. You sound like you don't even know her. You don't even know her.
Right.
You probably never even met her. And you chose to speak on that woman. This is somebody's daughter that's public also.
Yeah.
Like this, like you gotta think about that. Like
it come off as you wanted her and you know you can't get her.
Or
exactly. So you tearing her down.
Or not even that. Sometimes it could be. I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
That. But sometimes niggas just be doing nigga shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes niggas just be saying
facts.
Shit.
Facts.
And yeah.
And what happens is you take your barbershop gossip and say it publicly out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This barbershop talk. You know what I'm saying? Not that it's right. We talk about a lot of bullshit in the barbershop we're supposed to be talking about.
Yeah.
Right? But even so, like, dude, like, like, I'm just tired of hearing this narrative or these guys coming out publicly saying what men can talk about. I mean, what, telling women what they can do with themselves. Like, that's insane.
It's crazy. Insane.
It's that, and then...
She don't even talk about you. She don't even talk, first of all.
First of all, I was about to say, and again, I still don't really know what her voice sounds like. I've yet to hear a full sentence come out that woman's mouth.
I'm sure it sounds like a silky dream, but that's a whole nother.
It sounds like when you chew winter fresh gum.
Like, I'm sure. Right. I'm sure it's like the Alps. The Aspen Mountains.
Like when you open up a York peppermint patty.
I'm sure. That yeah. woman's so fine. But that's the whole.
Right. And I'm just fine. And I just, who, we got to understand too, people, you date within your class.
Yeah, that's all you're around.
That's all I'm around. I went over here to dude house and she with dude, then she with the son and then, and so the fuck what? And what if they, her and whoever dad, I'm not finna say these people's names, but what if they just got cool and he was cool with her dad and they were just on some, like not even in happened. A sexual relationship.
It just fucking happened.
They were just hanging out or he was giving her game or giving her business advice. What if, like, how do you know that she's automatically laying down having sex with these people? And this is why rumors are so damaging. I've had that shit happen to me in college where a man outwardly fucking... In college, I made up my mind because my mother moved me to Vegas in the middle of high school. That you already know, that's bad. I done went from an all-black school to Sweet Valley High. That's basically what it was. Like, I went to the whitest of white schools. I shut down. I hated high school, like, my last 2 years. I was like, it was cool, whatever. I did the bare minimum. So when I got to college, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get involved on my campus. I'm going to do things. I'm going to be out here. Like, I'm going to make the best of what I got because college is supposed to be fun. Mm. So I'm, y'all know me. I'm a extroverted introvert. I'm cool with people, but y'all shaky. Mm. So I'm speak to everybody, get out of college. This dude say, I need to talk in church, no less. This nigga singing in the choir, everything. He used to play basketball, So he says, he whisper when you go around for the tithes and offerings, whatever. He say, after church, I need to talk to you. So I'm like, what you got to talk to me for? So I'm like, all right, we outside of church. And he comes to me. He's like, T. And I'm like, what's up? He's like, well, first, you know, as you can see, I'm changing my life, And I just want to apologize to you. I said, apologize to me for what? He said, I started a rumor about you. I said, and what was this rumor? He said, oh, I was telling niggas you was a hoe. I said, excuse me, say what? He was like, yeah, niggas would be interested in you. And I'd be like, oh, no, don't fuck with her. She a hoe. And I said, why would you say that about me? You know what he said? Because you was just friendly with niggas. Like, I would always see you around dudes all the time. That's
That tone right there just let me know you have not changed, and what you're doing now is trickery right now because you're trying to deceive me to believe you're changed. You've changed, but you can't change if you wanted to. Listen to yourself. Even explaining to me what you did, right? You fucking liar. Like, the tone changed.
You see
everything.
My voice? You outside of church, we are across the street from the church house. Yo. And then he says, yeah, well, I would always see you around dudes and you would always be in the student union and you would be talking to people. I said, do you realize I was the president of Black Student Association? At the same time, I was the president of Ethnic Student Council. At the same time, I was president of the National Panhellenic Council on campus. At the same time, I was president of my chapter of my sorority. I had to be social.
That's crazy.
And you're telling people that I'm a hoe?
Because you hang.
Because I'm always where all these groups are. I'm always there and I'm always talking to people always smiling and always happy.
That's weak.
And I just was like, how many, you know, you start thinking how many people or men, my potential husbands, possibly, that you were like, oh, no, she a hoe. Oh, no, I'm good. No, don't talk to her.
Hating ass niggas. Hating ass niggas.
That's some happens. Like, stop assuming you. We only know what we see on the outside. We not living these people life. That's pathetic. I feel like Boosie needs to find him something to do. I think, an album or something, whatever.
I think what he needs is his friends to check him.
He don't have it. And Mike Tyson told his ass too. Yeah. Sit down and shut up.
He said you
be speaking on shit that don't have nothing to do with you.
And he's still doing it.
And why does that affect you? And he told him, you insecure about yourself. Fix your shit. And that's really what he needs to do. Like, how is a man? You have all these babies. You ain't married to none of their mamas. And you gonna tell this woman how to live her life? Like, it just, people in glass houses.
Never got the scene, but go ahead.
Like, why y'all brought him home?
Why'd you drag him in the house?
Yeah, to his mama.
Let's go traumatize her first. And then we'll,
right, and then we'll take him to the hospital.
In the baby, and everybody else in this goddamn house.
Yeah, boys in hood, y'all, at the same time. Also, while we on the subject of people, and because everybody had a rant this week, I don't know, y'all was on this, the thing. Y'all want to talk about B. Simone? Look, y'all want to talk about B. Simone, Plies, or the Bam? And I'll tell y'all this. Bambi was basically saying that she...
Basketball
Wives? Yeah, well, Love and Hip Hop. Okay, she's married to Scrap.
Okay.
You Scrappy.
Wait, she wasn't no Basketball Wives, was she? No.
Yeah, she was. She was Malaysia's friend.
Oh,
yeah.
At first. Okay, got it.
She almost got into the fight with Laura and them. Mm. So she was just on her page, and she put up a post where she said, and I quote, I have it because I be prepared for y'all or whatever and whatnot. She said that stop telling your daughters that little boys ignoring them, teasing them, hitting them are rude to them because they like them. Those little girls become grown women who think that men, oh, Lord, these y'all got to proofread this shit. Those little girls become women who think that men who does those things to them love them. And I'm sure she meant to say who do those things to them love them. And yeah,
I think that's interesting for sure. I think I can see that. I never thought about that, honestly, right? But hearing that now, I can see some kind of connection in that. Like, because I remember when I was young, that was the thing. Like, you would think if you would hear that in school. When I was in elementary, you would think, like, oh, the guy hit the girl, whatever, that mean he like you. So, like, because kind of like the connotation is, I'm not sure if that's the right word, but.
Connotation.
Yeah, where it was like, you know how you like somebody, so you shy. Mm-hmm. So, with you being shy, it's like kind of defensive. So you hit her. A girl get next to you, right? Push her down or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you like, but yeah, I can see that being bad depending on how long that goes on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think a lot of things, you know, I'm just going to say, yeah, I think she's on point because they be trying to say we be sensitive about shit and the time and stuff like that. But if you kill a lot of this shit from the child, like kill a lot of things we do as children, then a lot of us won't grow up being fucked up like we are.
This is true.
If you kill that shit at the roots on certain shit, like the way we talk to women, how we address women,
how we treat women,
how women treat men, how we are with men. If you can't just raise your daughter to be like, get you a man with money. Like, you have to bring in some kind of context with that. So mm-hmm. you can't just raise your son and be like, hey, son, you know, wear condoms because, you know, these girls be out here. I'm like, now he think all of them like that. Now he think all girls are dirty and they all trying to get you and they all conniving. So what he do? Grow up with no respect for women mm-hmm. because his dad and his brothers was telling him that mm-hmm. all these quote unquote bitches out here trying to get you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Especially if they doing something like going to the league or playing football or playing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They trying to trap you.
I had a conversation with my nephew Tamarion. Tamarion's 16, mm-hmm. and I was telling him about, you know, he super dope in football. All these college trying to recruit him and all that.
We were talking about.
Oh man, he's doing amazing too.
He's
very
talented.
Smart.
He's really
doing amazing. And I was talking to him about girls. And I was telling him, like, I just told him, like, just be careful. Mm-hmm. And I said, be careful, because you say you never know who don't like you for you. I said, you got a lot of light shining on you. Mm-hmm. You done been on fucking TV. You done been on the internet. You this dude in school. You this dude. So they know who going where and who doing what.
Yeah.
And everything's probably a target for, like, get with him. Right. But yep. I said, be careful. All I said was be careful, because you just be careful with how you choose. Be careful who you talk to. Be careful how you date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be careful of the friends you pick. Be careful of the
friends. You know what I mean? But and the reason, and so, but I give him that kind of broad scope of the conversation, because I understand if you just tell him, like, hey, watch out. And I'm using air quotes when I say the word bitches, because that's not how I talk to him. I'm just reciting, like, the many of conversations men have had with sons and nephews and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Watch out for these bitches. They're going to try to get you, nephew. They're going to try to get you, whatever. And then, but if you don't give no context to that, if you don't explain that or break that down or explain it another kind of way,
right,
then people just grow up thinking it's this.
All women trying to get you. And that's like,
the same thing for women a lot of times.
Yes.
Mothers raising daughters a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Get you a man like, girl, you need your man like that. Or you need a man like this. And then you get a man like that. Look at the way movie Waiting to Hell, right?
Uh-huh.
Remember her mom was pushing her to fuck with dude?
Yeah.
And this who nigga was married? A fucking married cheating bastard. Yes,
right. But he was a good man, Savannah. That's a good man, Savannah.
He was a
doctor.
What was he? He was I forgot what he was. He made some money. He got some money.
Look, he the Allstate man.
Yeah, now he the Allstate man. Right here.
So the nigga did keep a job.
So the nigga sell insurance. Look.
How we changed the narrative on this movie so bad. But keep going. Let go. You got a good point. Keep going.
Right.
But yeah, you know, you can't just say get you a man with some money. What does that mean?
Right. Even sometimes people say get you a man like your daddy. Okay, he provided, but was he loving? Was he caring? Was he all these things? And then
yeah, you better
you
be
crying. Well, yeah. You really have to start living yourself for you and the things that you need, which is gonna bring me to this Sierra. I notice a lot of y'all women's. You guys will say under these captions, oh, sis, Sierra, send a prayer, send a prayer, send a prayer, send a prayer. Allow me to offer y'all this. I don't know if you've been paying attention to Sierra's dating history and the type of men that she has been
that we know
seen
of.
With, that we've known, that we know of. But what I see that she changed is the type of man that she dated. She stopped going for the fast cars and the money and the materials and the he's this and he's in the public eye and he's that. None of y'all really knew about Russell Wilson for real until he got with Sierra.
And real quick, I also want to say also, not to say that she was going for the money and the car.
Yeah, not to say that.
Sometimes people just end up with people. Yeah. Met somebody at a club. It was cool. Mm-hmm. And y'all started dating and y'all together.
Right.
So
right.
Now I want to just say she just was doing that. But, you know, to your point, though, right. Like when she, you know, she got the type of man she got, you know what I mean? Gave him a chance or gave her a chance. However that went down.
She changed.
Yeah, and it's the thing, too. What's ill about that, right? Because I remember before she was with him, before they were together, I remember the memes of his outfits and how he used to dress and corny and all that stuff. Like that.
Y'all was talking about
I remember
about
how y'all
him.
Looked
yeah.
at him, joked about him, and how he was the corny dude and all this shit. And, you know, they laughing about his outfits. He is square. He corny and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. Right?
I remember that. Now you want this prayer, or you want a dude like Russell.
Right.
Right? But you were so concerned with the outer shell of who Russell was, you didn't even look his way.
This is true. Yeah,
which I'm sure a lot of y'all around him, maybe at a party, at an event or something like that, probably were thinking the same thing. While you was on them other players, or you was on somebody who looked a certain kind of way, you passed Russell. And Russell was sitting over there probably being a good-ass nigga.
Yeah.
Drinking waiting water.
For his queen somewhere.
Right.
Chilling. Or, but he had a girl, didn't he?
He was married to that.
He married, that, right, the other
yeah,
one. Right.
Yeah, the other
but,
one.
But you know, he's a good ass stand up man somewhere with no bad history of doing no bullshit with no women.
Right? Flew under the radar. He was if you watch football, you knew who he was, but you women didn't know who he was because again, he wasn't out there. He wasn't a bad boy. Yeah, he wasn't getting the press. He wasn't flashy. Cool. He was corny. Yeah. He dating that white girl. Yeah, y'all was doing all of that. Mm-hmm. Sierra, which I'm sure, and y'all know I might be right. I'm not saying this has happened, so don't take this as fact. But I'm sure somebody was like, you need to date a man like him. He thinks you're attractive. Why don't you go out on a, because you know,
like
when you see that, because you know when you see that, you're like, eh, but that ain't really my type. And like, no, he's a good man.
Or that's the problem. Your type is the problem.
Exactly.
Your type is the problem.
And let's be real, because I feel like if I know black women's, like I know black women's, because I am one, somebody was like, sis, okay, look, I know he might be, his outfits be different. Now that you can change in somebody.
You can show them, girl.
You can give somebody some swag, okay? Because I will tell y'all again, Beyonce and Jay-Z, the perfect example of iron sharpening iron.
Yeah.
Well, I could enhance your fly. I could give you some things. Now your personality shit, you got to talk to Jesus for that. I can't work on that. Jesus and a therapist. But look, somebody was like, girl, we could buy him clothes. We could show him how to shop. But just go out with him and see. And she went on a couple. The first date probably was like, I don't know. And then second date, or it was like, oh you kind of crazy. Yeah, I like you.
I fuck with this.
And then it was a series of, oh, yeah, you my kind.
She looked at him and he looked at her. And one day they both was like, this is you could be my wife.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, you are, she probably was thinking like, oh, this is what I want in a husband.
Loves the hell out of her son. You know what I mean? His message is not for nothing, but to that baby on his birthdays, they are so deep and caring and loving, and then future be like, this is my son. I got him a Rolex. Love you. Dad. Like,
Dad.
This just goes to show, again, that's that hyper-masculine, like, you know what I mean? And again, we got to extend grace to people because we don't know his upbringing. He may not have come from that type of love and outpouring. But she really found the thing that y'all need to be praying for is that God open y'all eyes to really what's for you and not what somebody else has.
Stop doing that.
Get off of social media. Like,
and,
thank you.
And maybe that it was, I mean.
I hate social media.
We all are praying and manifesting all good things we want in our life and all good spirited things.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what you pray for, no matter who you pray to, you have to be ready.
At all times.
You have to be ready. He will not present you. I'm not going there, but he will not present you the things you need to go forward, to level up, to evolve in your life if you aren't ready. If you aren't mentally ready, if you aren't spiritually ready, if you aren't physically ready a lot of times.
If you can't do with a little, why I'm gonna give you a lot?
Can't do with a little, why? That's why it's like stocks. It's like if you don't know what to do with $1,000. What you gonna do with $10,000?
What you gonna do with that?
What you gonna do with $10,000?
It's like, you can't hold all this in this cup.
but to your point, man, I love that. Like, that's some real shit. You know, you looking for the prayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever looked at for or the type of man?
No.
No.
You know what I mean? And
do you really know what the type, what your type of man is?
No,
and not what somebody else has. Do you know what your type is?
What you said earlier, you said you need to open your eyes. Open your eyes and close your fucking ears to your friends and with other people's thoughts.
Man, that's a...
Open your eyes.
I'll shout right now. Please send your tithes and offerings to our Patreon. We'll get that information out to you at the end of this. It's in the description. Just a little love offering because we out here preaching on tonight. We out here preaching on tonight. Yes.
Close your ears to your friends' thoughts, to your what people, what you think.
Stop asking your friend what you think about him. Why does it matter? They don't have to sleep with him.
It don't fucking matter.
They don't have to lay with him.
They don't make you happy. Their thoughts and opinions and fucking cares don't make you happy.
Listen to me, y'all. I had this debate with somebody at, I almost said at church, at the barbershop.
Pretty much church.
Because, yeah, pretty much black man church. So I was like, you know, yeah, a guy can meet my family, but that's not the determining factor for me.
Right.
And he was like, why? I said, because I'm a realist. I understand that some people in my family, they are speaking from a place of regret and hurt. So they're going to instantly point out all the bad shit that they see in my situation. Absolutely. So
they're looking for it.
And then two, you, and I tell people that too. Oh, don't get excited about you meet my family. I just come from a very, the doors of the church are open family. Like, oh, baby, you don't have nowhere to eat. Come on over here and get you a plate.
Yeah.
Now, if you come to a large family gathering, that ain't nothing. It's when you meet my aunties.
Because the same thing can happen if I was standing outside the gate talking to the neighbor. I'm like, oh, come in and get you something.
Yeah, come on and get you something. That don't make you special over here.
Y'all ever had Hispanic neighbors?
When you leave, they will pull up. We got carne. Bro, we're grilling, dog. We barely even made it right now. We got enough. Go get some beer.
My Hispanic neighbors, every time they make tamales, I get a extravagant plate of tamales. I'm like, bro, I'm not even going to eat
I'm not even going to eat all these and you don't share the wealth. I hate you. Okay, so.
We find out he didn't bring none by the podcast.
He met Michael Jackson
and
then gets plates of tamales. Man. Yeah, I'm done. No, but you really do have to start setting up this man, woman, whatever. Start setting up yourself to be the things that you want to see. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I be Simone, whatever. I have my own opinions about her as a person. What she said in the story, I don't care who she got the information from, who she supposedly took it from, but none of that information is new. We've all heard this before. It's been 18 million, and y'all got to stop that too. Stop saying that somebody stole my idea. Y'all think y'all the only person that said come out with a list and be those things on that list? Y'all just invented lists? No.
They did, but here's the thing. And
she did take that woman book word for word, though.
She's been accused of some stealing, and
they come with receipts, heavy.
Yeah, look, put it like this. If I know Lay's a thief, and I am now missing my phone, and Lay's was just in here.
Yeah. I'm checking your pockets. 40
people. Lay's, you got my phone?
Right.
Or you got my whatever? Because I know Lay's to be a thief. Now, if I find out Lay's don't have it, okay, cool. I shouldn't have blamed him, but nigga, you shouldn't have been the thief.
I really only feel like she was so forthcoming with this information because
it came right after the viral, though. The video was just getting around. Like, it was around. Like, I had seen the video maybe a week prior to that. And then, boom, you up there, and then with the same kind of message. I'm like, yes. I've been hearing the same. When I heard the girl say it, I've heard this a years
And then a
ago.
Week later, you came out. And I really, and again, like, damn, again, but listen, like, you know. I feel like you only came out with this saying this. And this is just, and I'm going to get back into my point of what both of them were saying. Like, I really do feel like you only came out with that because around the same time, it is out that you have this man now.
Oh, she got a man?
Yeah, supposedly. Allegedly. That's what you know. For this, I got to keep up with the hot topic. So, whatever. And you know what? We're going to start calling this hot topic shit we don't really care about, but y'all might want to, so we're going to talk about it or whatever.
Is somebody we know?
He's a football player. I think he plays for Tampa Bay. Don't quote me on that because, like I said, I do this so y'all can hear us talk about shit y'all ask me to talk about and we don't really care about, but we're going to touch on it a little bit. So, yeah, and she's talking about, oh, you know, you need to be these things. And yes, that message is right. You know, however plagiarized or where she got it from, it is true. You do have to exhibit those qualities. You can't say you want somebody who's physically fit and your ass is eating Popeyes every day and nothing but processed foods. And I look like, how does that work? You have to be evenly yoked.
Yeah, nah, you can't be.
I can't be like, oh,
go ahead, my man.
I want somebody, you know, who don't drink and smoke, and you at the club every night.
Yeah, you can't
on the hookah and doing lines. Like, I just, I don't understand y'all. I really don't. And it's starting to get to the point where I'm like, when are the zombies coming? Because, I can't hey, with you
talk about, wait, I see this topic in the, not to change topics like that, but did we talk about this topic right here? Who the fuck said this?
Well, which part?
Wanting a strong woman is a sign of homosexuality?
Yeah, we talked about that too. We talked about that on a show.
Oh, I'm like, I'm read this shit like, who said that? Okay, you know, I don't be remembering shit, so I'm like, do we talk about that this shit? Yeah. Okay.
He was like, wait.
I'm like, yeah, what? Who? Well, you said a listener question?
Yeah.
Do we have the name?
No.
What makes sex good?
Yeah, what makes sex good to you guys?
What makes sex good? They mean like technically, or they mean like for me personally?
What is good sex to you? Yeah. What makes for good
for
sex
me,
to you?
For me, I've said on the show before, I'm a voyeur. So I'm into voyeurism. I'm into like more so just looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm, when I say looking, for the immature people who don't understand, don't know what voyeurism is, whatever, it's not like looking like a fucking peeping Tom. I'm talking about I may be in the room or somebody decide to get it cracking or somebody get turned on by people looking, I would be one of the guys. If I was in a room, I would look. I would watch. I'm into watching. I like to watch women. I like to watch people have sex sometimes. Like, I'm a voyeur. I'm into voyeurism. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I don't engage a lot because of my life and respect for my fiance. Now, if me and my fiance want to go have fun somewhere, do something wild one night, whatever, she knows who I am and knows what I like. And, mm-hmm. you know, she allows me to be me. You know what I mean? So if we did and go out and engage and whatever, then it'll be all good. But I'm more so a voyeur. I'm turned on by that a lot. But when it comes to, like, me actually in the act of sex, what's having good sex to me, I'm a sound and visual person.
Okay.
That's tied to my voyeurism or whatever, but I'm like sounds and I like sexy sounds and moaning and stuff like that. So I know I joke a lot about me and how I love to give head or whatever.
Mouth supremacist, how you're a mouth supremacist.
Yeah, I'm a mouth supremacist. Mm-hmm. So, but part of that is because of the sounds and the visual, like seeing my woman go crazy.
Oh, don't laugh and drink. Ginger ale bowl. Yes, oh, God.
Like, it's like Coke. It turns into Coke when you do that.
It does. And by Coke, we mean cocaine. Golly.
Right.
Right. Oh, Jesus. I'm so sorry I did that in the mic, y'all. Jesus.
Oh, smell it through the bag, baby.
My eyes are watering. Smell it through the bag, baby. Jeez. Okay, go.
No, I mean, I'm more so like, you know, sounds. Person touching the Philly sound, feeling sounds when you're like real, you know, into it. Not like the robotic change position. Like, I'm like, you know, touching Philly, feeling like, you know, into that kind of shit. That's what, for me, that makes it more so good than just, you know, put the dick in and oh, the pussy bomb. Like, yeah, all right, it's more what to else? That yeah. What you've done that your whole life. Then, you know what I mean? Like, we gotta be more to that. For me, yeah. I hope I explained that right. For the listener who asked, and not that you were concerned if it was me answering or not, but.
And yeah. I had it, but it's been so long since they asked. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
We forgot. No, I'm saying that to them. If you're listening, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Well, you're here, so you know. It's theatrics to me. I like the theatrics. I like the. Like, kind of like you look, I'm kind of like the same way, but it's the theatrics, the sound, it's the positioning, it's the fun into it, it's that. It's not just lay there, like you said, it's not just lay there and put my dick in and, no, it's the sound, it's the movements, it's the position switching, it's the sucking my dick before we go to the next shit, it's the, all that. I'm not going to tell all my secrets because I don't want the thing that loads my gun to get mad.
Oh, but, my God.
Yeah, but it's that. It's the theatrical to me. It's the having fun. It's the spontaneous. It's the, can we get it going here? Yes, nigga, I will drop my pants no matter where.
Mm-hmm.
I think for that, for me too, if I can say that also, like, when it is coming, if it does with me in the act of sex, I like, I've always, like, I tell my queen, like, I love when she's aggressive.
Mm-hmm. That shit is dope.
And I think for me.
Okay. so, no, you turned into, yes, me too. I want ice cream.
aggressive women are common. Like, that shit is, like, I hate that shit. Like, I can initiate sex, but sometimes I want to be fucking wanted. Take me the fuck down. Like,
man,
I don't think enough men say that either.
Yeah, no, enough men don't say that, but then
they feel like that.
Yeah, but I'll offer you this, just as the woman in the room.
Go ahead.
Women will do what you make them feel comfortable to do.
Yeah, for sure.
So if I get with you upon meeting and we the problem is we don't talk about the things we like sexually at the beginning. That's just my opinion, but whatever. If I take you down. To use your words, if I take you down, right? Like, this is what I want. I'm all aggressive on you and da-da-da, and it happens. And then after you, like, so that's what you do with all your niggas? Like, I'm not saying you do that.
Right.
No, but if you're accustomed to hearing that, then you kind of be like, well, let me let him do this first because I don't want him to think that this is what I do with all my niggas. Right.
Yeah. And insecure niggas, yeah.
So that's why you got to have a conversation. That's why communication is
absolutely
literally
exactly.
the key
because,
to them.
Because a lot of times we make the mistake, men and women make the mistake where we don't. So me and Chaz was talking about that one time. How what's interesting is like we have this book called 365 Questions for Couples, right? And it's super cool because you think me and her have been together for 10 years. It'll be 11 years in September, right? Even with being together for a decade, you would think you know everything about a person or even a lot about a person.
Right.
And but you really don't.
And part of the reason why is too, like one thing this book has showed me also is that, because it's 365 questions of just like some sex topics, random shit, life shit, parents, background, upbringing, all these things. But when you've been with somebody for that long, sometimes you don't get into like the regular basic questions of certain shit. Like, I may know where Chaz was born. I may know her pop's middle name. I may know, you know, what she used to like to eat as a kid. But when it comes to, like, what's her favorite type of snack to eat? Mm-hmm. Shit like that. You might not know that because you never asked. Or you can have all these things and be like, wait a minute. You don't like, or what's your favorite color? You may not ask the favorite color thing, or you may not ask the simple shit.
Right, or what we don't realize either is that you are literally growing with a person, and
for sure.
Growing, you're changing. So your wants and your desires change. Like, yep. I was having this conversation with somebody. It's going to sound so crazy, but we were having a conversations about, like, what... When he was younger, what he used to like. He used to be like, oh, I was really on shaved coochie. Like, it had to be bald and all of that. And then he was like, and when I started getting growner and grown up, I realized that's like for kids, like to not have anything on your, like, he was like, this is, I started like, that would be sexy to me. Like, a woman would, he was like, and not like no full on bush, but just, a little something like, I just like the way it feels. Mm. It's different. He was like, so I've changed. And I'm like, that's interesting. I never thought about that. Like, and it's true. And I look at myself like the things I used to be on, like, oh, he had to have this one thing. And now I'm like, I find the strangest things sexy for the oddest reasons. Like, I'm like, oh, a man with scars. Like, oh, you got a scar. Because to me, it shows me. You've been outside. You've been playing. You went up under your mama and your aunties all day. Like, you was out here doing stuff, living life, like rough hands. Like, you work. You can fix things. You could a strong back. Like, I'm not a little frail woman. So I want to be touched with intention. So I'm like, that's sexy. Like, a little a flaw in a man has become very sexy to me. Before it was like, oh, I want him to have this and he had to be perfect and the sun has to hit him at exactly 120 angles on the isosceles triangle of the 90th degree. Like, and then you get older and you're like, don't none of that shit matter.
Because you get to a point in your life
formulate a sentence
correctly.
Because you get to a point in your life to where when you get older, you start, look, I joked about this one time. I was talking to Chaz. We were,
do
we were
you shopping. Know the difference between there and there are?
Interesting. Yeah, for real. But I was joking one time with Chaz to go. I was going to buy some shoes, and I tried on some shoes, and I was like, these shoes are so comfortable. Like, and I was like, I'm going to get these. Because it wasn't like it was the best. I didn't like, it wasn't like I didn't like the shoe. It wasn't like,
right.
It was a cool little Nike, little basic little Nike. It wasn't like a dad shoe.
Yeah.
But it was like, it wasn't like the ones you would, like you specifically go to get an Air Max or you go to right. get something or whatever the new shit is, right? I had tried it on some, that looked comfortable. And I tried it, I'm like, whoa.
This shit really is.
I can
is.
Walk in these a lot. Like, so my point was, when you get older, the things you care about change. Everything, what happens is, everything depend on where you are in your head too, right? Mm-hmm. Your mental space. So for me, everything that I surround myself with has to be a necessity.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I'm talking about like friends, family, lifestyle choices. Like, you know what I mean? They have to. Everything around me has to benefit my life. Like, and so my life is not dwindle down to basic sexual pleasures or like stupid ignorant street shit, like, you know what I mean? Because I want to live, I want to love, I want to laugh, and I want to just be, I want to be a great father to my son, a great husband to my fiance one day, very soon. And you know, and so when you realize that, when you're looking at a bride or when you're looking at your queen or whatever, or your man, whatever, you start to look at them for different things. Like, it used to be, dude, you remember how we was as kids? You needed somebody. Dude, how many people needed? I want a girl with hazel eyes. Hazel eyes, nigga?
Right.
Like,
rare that is.
Girls used to like the bow-legged nigga. The bow-legged nigga?
I never understood that. What? Why?
But these are little stupid shit as kids.
Yeah.
We told ourselves, I want my girl to have... Before you grew up and realize that shit is stupid, all your girl need to be light-skinned. Or your girl need to be just dark skin, or you need green eyes, you need hazel. First of all, you know how rare it is to find a dark skinned girl or a black girl with green, straight up green eyes. Dark skinned girl with green eyes. Anyway, so it's like little stupid shit, silly shit like that. But when you get to that point where you're like, look, I want to be respected.
Hello.
I do, and one thing's never changed though. I do want to be attracted to you. I gotta be attracted to you.
I have to something.
I'm not saying that's not a thing.
And right. You don't even have to be, because I used to be like, we used to, and this is how I know. Ooh, Mo, if you're listening, we used to call Negroes. We used to call boys, men, young men, burrito supremes. And you knew if he was super fine, because we'd be like, oh, he a burrito supreme with extra sour cream.
Oh my God.
That's how stupid we were. You know what I'm saying? But they used to have to be. But, and then from then, he was HOS, head on sight. That's how fine he was. But now, all
did
that
he
is
get
changed.
Head on sight, or you kidding?
Like, that's how fine he is. He could get head on sight. Oh, like, man. HOS. Is he HOS? That means he was super, super fine.
Wow.
And then you really go for that. And then you realize cute is cute does. That's all they have to offer is that cute. And then you get grown and you realize, I need somebody, you know, with dealing with the things, real life shit. I've lost a parent. I lost a grandparent. I lost both my grandparents within an 8-month span. Like, sheesh. All of this stuff. And you, who is there, your support? Who's going to be there for you? We had a pandemic. Who was checking out? Like, even if they're going through stuff too, but are we still checking up on each other? Like, who is emotionally equipped to handle your shit and confident and emotionally equipped enough to be like, I can't take that on right now because I'm dealing with something. Like, who is grounded? Like, who is really fiscally responsible? Who has a great business acumen, an intelligence? Like I said, y'all, it sounds like I'm being funny, but really, who knows the difference between or, our, and our?
Jesus Christ.
And it's crazy. Like, can I really, if you know the things that we do, the spaces that we're in, am I going to cringe when you open your mouth like, ooh, he about to say something stupid and yeah, I just don't want, but he fine though.
Right there, boy.
Like, we really, it's, are the things that we desired at once, it's like, no, baby, you got to come with something different.
Yeah,
like,
something to offer,
can I, because fucking is great, But outside of this bedroom, what do we have?
Nothing. I remember, shout out to Miko. Miko, I was listening to Miko Grimes on a podcast. I forgot what podcast she was on, but she said some shit about from her husband, Brent, Brent Grimes. And she was talking about how much fun they have, right? How much fun they have. She was saying that she has so much fun with him. At the end of the day, if when they get old and when you old and can't do nothing physically, whatever, like, who you going to sit and who you going to talk to? Like, you know what I mean? You want to be able to sit and laugh with somebody. I was having a conversation with my fiance. You know, my fiance is who I consider my best friend.
Right.
Right? And I was telling her how guys and girls a lot of time will say that, especially men, you know, my wife, my best friend, or my girl, my best friend, right? And then you be like, I've never even seen her. Like, dude, most of the time, like, I've seen your best friend. Like, if you got a girl best friend, I pretty much seen her. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? If you got a guy best friend, I pretty much seen your guy best friend or whatever, girl best friend. You know what I mean? Like, especially if I know you for a long time. Like, but when you say your girl or your wife is your best friend, well, I ain't never seen, dude, you can't even see me without Chaz most of the time. I take Chaz everywhere. Mm-hmm. The only place I won't take Chaz, if she can't make it, for whatever reason she can't make it, or it's like some kind of business meeting where I go, you know, whatever. But she probably dropped me off and picked me up, or probably came and was like, I'm handling something in the area and I'll come, whatever. But I'm always with her. I go to her friend's house. I go to her anywhere. I go. Mm-hmm. She with me all the time. Hey, so when I say that's my best friend, people are like, yeah, I can see that because he always he talk about her on Instagram all the time. He tag her and everything. He post her. He always with her. When I see him walking, every time I see him walking, he with her. They walking together everywhere. So a lot of times, people, you start to. That's what matters. That's what matters.
Yep.
Because me and Chaz, and I hate to keep. You know, not hate. I don't hate to keep talking about her. I can talk about her all day long. But when I talk about her,
that's your life, shit.
So I was saying, like, if I don't care if don't nobody go, I don't care where we going, me and her, go have fun.
Exactly. That's what, you know, Justin LaVoy, that nigga be stealing from everybody's text, but he really put up something, and I was like, that really resonates with my heart meets. Like, when he was like, I just want to find my person that I can laugh with and eat good with and do filthy, filthy shit, do the nasty stuff with. Like, that's really what it boils down to. I want to come home, have fun, laugh about anything, have good talks, have good food, like, and know that if it's just me and you, fuck what these niggas have. We gonna have fun out of this bitch. We gonna laugh out there. One thing we gonna do is we gonna laugh. We gonna have good time. Yeah. So yeah, I just y'all start working on you. Take this time. Take this time while we still moderately shut down or whatever, and you know, really ask yourself, what is it that I want? You know what I'm saying? Not what I see on this goddamn phone or what my mom and them tell me I want or what my homegirls, because now they got this type of dude and we all with the same. No, really be true to what you want and do that and stop sending me the prayer. No, you work on you.
And I, if I could say to the men, that woman that you like, and then, but you're a little reserved because of whatever reason, because of, you know, you like her, but you feel like you don't want to commit to nobody. Mm-hmm. Now, I can understand not ruining her fucking life. You don't need to do that. I'm not telling you to go try to get with her anyway and then be a fucking asshole.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. But what I'm telling you is you may need to check yourself about commitment. You know, I'm not
say that for the people in the back row.
You may want to check yourself about commitment, because commitment gets a bad rap. And especially, they tell you a lot of times in your 20s is when you're supposed to have fun and do all your things, right? But if you met your king or your queen even in your 20s, then commit. That doesn't mean you're not gonna have your fun and live your days and do your shit. Right?
Because if that's the one for you, you will have fun.
Yeah, exactly. And do your shit, because I say that because it's such a super dope thing to have somebody and you guys have a mutual love for each other, mm-hmm. and it's an understanding that you two are willing to go for the rest of your lives committed to each other, that's a super dope thing mm-hmm. to do. And for people who are like, and first, and don't let nobody, and I'm talking to guys specifically because people don't have these conversations with guys. Don't let nobody tell you that single is bad or single is the shit. Mm-hmm. Like, single is what, look, while you are single, ain't nothing wrong with being single. I know people be trying to clown on the internet and all these memes and all this shit about being single. Like, if you single, that means something wrong with you. That don't mean that all the goddamn time.
Right.
It don't mean that. And everything ain't a rush. Do everything on your time. You know when you're ready. And if you're not ready, then you know to get yourself together and that person will show up. You get yourself together.
And you won't even realize it. You'll be like, oh, damn, I'm in love with this nigga. How I get here?
Right. For sure.
So with that, and speaking of men and women, stop listening to your friends, especially if they're not happy with themselves first. If you like someone, or you really like someone, stop looking for a second opinion. Stop looking for somebody else's to validate that person for you. Mm-hmm. Live for you. Be happy for you. Let the person that wants to love you love you. Mm-hmm. Stop looking for the second validation, the third validation, or let me see what my friends say.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me see. Stop. Let me. You know what I'm saying? Stop letting social media dictate the person that you want to love, or because love comes in different shapes and forms and people. And when you do that, you block your blessing and you never see your Russell Wilson to your Sierra, your Sierra to your Russell Wilson.
And stop operating out of your hurt. Let that go. Fuck. Let that go.
And stop hiding motherfuckers too.
To your pictures. Stop the side pictures.
Stop stop hiding. If you don't want to be on social media, that's fine. But stop front like y'all ain't. That's where men mess up a lot of times. Y'all be out here lying to your friends. Oh, I don't really like her like that. And then you get mad when somebody snatch her up. You got an attitude.
And can't nobody
Man.
You know, I hear people say I would keep my relationship off social media, which I totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the reason why I choose not to, one, because I celebrate my queen. And I'm very proud of how far we've come together as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So I always make sure she's around or seen or known. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I don't worry about the people is because I'm not doing nothing I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay.
If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, can't nobody tell you that people, I want to keep my business clean. And somebody going to come in here and mess us up or be trying to get it. I'm not worried about niggas trying to DM her.
Stupid and do what they do anyway.
Yeah, I'm not.
She's a good looking woman. You a good looking man.
Yeah, I'm not worried about people trying to DM her. And she damn sure ain't worried about nobody trying to DM me because it ain't nothing happening on nowhere. And I can be loud and I can be boisterous about this because I'm not afraid of anything because I know I'm living and
righteously, yes,
and being
King.
A loyal black man to my black queen.
All
right. Right? It took me a while to get here where I am, but it is what it is, and it's how I'm standing. So I just to be on that, like, stop hiding people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stop. And I understand what you do with your relationship, men and women, it's what you guys do. That's fair. I can't tell you how to live your life, how to operate. You know what I mean? But if you're hiding because something else is going on, then that's an issue.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody know that it's being done. Yep. Especially her. Mm-hmm. Especially him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean?
So with that said, if we say anything that motivated you spiritually, physically, mentally, you can
come
send
on.
Your donation to that link right there down in our Patreon.
Come on now.
All right.
The Good Church of Overrated Truth has spoken.
The doors
today.
Of the podcast are now open. Would you come? Would you come?
Open your hearts.
Open your heart. You supposed to keep talking when I'm back you up. Jeez, see this why.
Open your hearts.
Open your heart.
Open the wallets and please spread the wealth.
And your wallets.
To this great.
To this great
love and podcast we got gave you today.
Love and
Hey, y'all, we come up on episode 100. We need to do something pretty cool.
Episode 100.
Anyway, you can find us on Instagram, Overrated Truth Pod. Our email is overratedtruthpod@gmail.com. She's sick. Hit us up, man. We are here to help you guys at any form, cost, man. You got any questions, regards, comments, leave it. Holler at us. Subscribe on all podcast platforms that we are on, Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you listen to a podcast. Please subscribe, leave a rate, leave a review. You can
rate
find
it, like it, share it, download it.
Yeah, for sure. All that.
Sell your aunties and them.
All that, for sure.
Yeah.
Share Don't just this. Tell us we're great. Tell the world, okay?
Tell the world.
Tell the world, Craig.
But you can find me on Instagram at LazyB, Doug Great. Clubhouse, LazyB, Doug Great. Snapchat, LazyB, Get Great. Twitter, LazyB, Get Great. Holla at me, Mahoney.
You can find me at THEMAHONEE on Instagram. That is me, the Mahoney, ZKA, Thyra Banks. Yeah.
That was a terrible show. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, you can find me on the internet.
You can find me in a parking lot.
The parking lot.
Well, you guys, we've come to that crucial time where you know what it is. There's always three sides to every story, and all of them are true. Peace out.